Well, Tony, the routine after the Chelsea game yesterday was a wee bit different. Just explain to everybody what you did with the players after the game yesterday.
Well, we took a train down there, stayed overnight, and then caught a train back. And after the game, we brought the players back to the training ground, and they went in the pool and had a recovery session in the pool, and then we fed them before they went home. So it's a bit different than most teams do, but we felt it was the right thing to do. And today, instead of bringing them in again, we've let them have a rest in bed. And, you know, the ones who've got knocks and bruises have come in, obviously, but the rest of them can spend a day with their family and resting.
So what was the thinking there behind sort of changing the way you do things?
No, the thinking for me is that instead of having them in, you know, they finish the game, we travel back, and then they go home, and then they have to get up again and then come back in and do everything the day after. We wanted to do it on the day, and it gives them a little bit more rest, I hope. Now, you know, we just hoping and praying that, you know, when the game starts on Wednesday night, that they have a right go for us.
Because it's a hectic week, so you're trying to keep them fresh, essentially, aren't you?
Yeah, keep them. You know, they're fit lads now. They've worked out well. You've seen again against Chelsea, they never stop running. The boys never stop having a go. So they're fit lads. It's just keeping them fresh mentally as much as anything.
And for the first time in a while since the Leicester game, you're going to be forced into a change because Dawes got booked against Chelsea. So what's the thinking there, broadly speaking?
Well, we've got options with Galloway, Brunty can play there. Johnny Evans could go there and Jonas could drop back in. So we've got the options at that position. And then Alan obviously will go over to right back or could go over to right back if we decide to do that.
And you said to me immediately after the game that you'll need the fans on Wednesday night against Swansea.
Yeah, this is the biggest game of the week for me. You know, the Swansea game, the Chelsea game and the Man United, they're the icing on the cake in the Premiership in respect of, you know, it's wonderful going down to Stamford Bridge and wonderful to play against, you know, the players like Costa and our supporters seeing them play. And it'll be the same against Manchester United. You know, they're a wonderful, wonderful team with wonderful players. But the bread and butter is, you know, our game against Swansea. That's the most important game out of the three. And it's getting the players to recognise that. It's getting our supporters to recognise that. And they've been terrific at home the last few games to really, really get behind the players and give us that support that we will need Wednesday.
I suppose as a manager, psychologically, that's quite a difficult sort of act to pull off, isn't it? Not to get the players thinking too far ahead of themselves and thinking to Manchester United.
Well, I think it's difficult because you've got Chelsea and Manchester United and in between you've got Swansea. And that is difficult and that's a massive, massive worry for me in lots of respects.
And what about
No disrespect to Swansea, that is absolutely no disrespect to Swansea.
So what about Swansea? What have you made of their season so far? Lots of ups and downs.
Yeah, they've had some ups and downs. They've had some good, you know, two wins at home, giving them the 6 points. Bob's going in. I know Bob. I met him in a coaching conference in Scandinavia a couple of years ago. He's a nice fella. He's football mad. He seems to be very grounded and understands the game. So it would be nice to see him, you know, again. But they've got some good players. Sigurdsson. You know, have a look at his stats there. You know, the goals he scores, the goals he creates. He's an outstanding player. I've always liked Llorente. I think he's a goal scorer. He's very, very good off the angles. Britton in midfield has been a terrific player in the Premiership, and they've got good pace wide. You know, they're a decent side, and you know we underestimate them. I just hope we don't underestimate them.
Because having established themselves in the Premier League, they've struggled this season. Has that surprised you a wee bit?
No, I think any team outside that top six or seven can struggle in the Premiership. I honestly think you can have bad runs. I think things can go against you. Injuries, decisions by referees, whatever. And you get a little bit on the back foot and it's, you know, it's dig-in time. And that's exactly what happens to all the clubs. There's not many clubs that don't go through those periods. What you've got to do, you've just got to make sure you stay solid and stay nice and tight and together. And you have a look at the experience they've got. They've got a lot of experience in the Premier League.